were looking forward to 2026 in the Donegal MD. 2025 had been a fairly successful year, and that with the start of the Fenter Bridge, which was a project that was going on for years. I mean, we're delighted to see that started in 2025 and that. So hopefully in 2026, we're looking for the completion of that. We'll also be looking basically for the roundabout at Lahey that we got basically got confirmation from the TAI just this week, and that the work will commence there also, and that. We have a number of different projects in the MD that we'd like to see started, and hoping like there's a number of safety school measures that mean Irua, Cosnula and Donegal Town, and of course Duncan Neely National School as well. So there's two safety measures there that I would like to see started and completed in 2026 as well. Also, I mean, we have a number of housing projects that go at the moment. We have Donegal Town, we have Ballyshannon and Bundoran, and hopefully we'll see them complete with over nearly 120 new houses coming on stream in the Donegal MD. These are just some of the other things that are happening. Yes, there's some active travel projects happening. I mean, there's a lot of community work happening that we'd like to see. Also, in my own area here at Lahey, that means, you know, where the development finished of the Lahey playground and the Mugga, that means, so hopefully that will be opening in the new year as well. So there is a lot going on. That means we'd like to see more done. We'd like to see more funding coming to the county, and that means one of the big things for us at local level, that means, and as councillors, and it's probably across all the MDs, is that in relation to the LIS and the local improvement scheme, that it's the local lane that goes to people lane. So we'd like to see more funding come up for that. We have lobbied for that. We have asked for that. And hopefully in 2026, we'll get that, because there's a huge backlog of lanes in the county to be done and that. So there's just some of the stuff that's coming out to mind, Donal, I mean. But there will be a lot more, I'm taking, that we'll want to see happen as well.
We're getting promises from the ATU that there's going to be more developments in the Donegal campuses. That means Letterkenny, obviously. But it also means Killybegs. And the future seems to be looking bright for the Killybegs campus of the Atlantic Technological University.
Yes, Donal, I mean, you know, it's definitely, I mean, and ATU, I mean, the amount of money that has been invested, like, I mean, there's over 100 million coming to Letterkenny. That will be somewhat in relation to Killybegs and the development of Killybegs. So, I mean, that alone is good for Killybegs, but it's good for the whole MD, because you have people coming into the area, and that, I mean, you have more people coming here, and I mean, and when you get them to this area, you want them to maybe set up home and make a future here and that, because, you know, if you're looking at sports, you're looking at anything else, it's demographics now, that, you know, the local clubs and the local areas around here, like, you know, the likes of the Inverse, the Mount Charles, the Ballantrias and the Pettigold, like, you know, if we get people coming into these areas, I mean, and the likes of the ATUs, bringing people in, bringing families in, and, you know, educating people here, and that mean, and you know, that's the one great thing that we have in this county is our young people and education that we have in the education system that's in place. I mean, and it's something that we're looking forward to building on. And you know, as everyone knows, the veterinary is coming to Letterkenny now as well, which is huge for the county, and that the second one outside Dublin, which is massive.
One thing that gets discussed at the Donegal MD from time to time is the need to develop closer links between Donegal County Council and Fermanagh and Omagh Council, because it seems to be a huge focus on the Letterkenny Gateway and the Northwest City Gateway with Derry and Strabane, and maybe more focus needed on developing those links with Fermanagh and South Tyrone. Is that something you think will progress in 26?
Yes, I mean, and funny you mentioned that, Donal. You know, I put a motion through to Donegal MD 3 years ago looking for that link, and yes, we had a number of meetings, and you're 100% right, because, you know, you look at Pettigold and you look at Beleek and Ballyshannon, you know, we're linked with the water with Fermanagh and Omagh, and it's only right. And you know, you hear us on the radio, and you hear us at our own MD in relation to the Tarman River, which is a divide between Northern Ireland and Donegal, and you know, the issues that we have there with that. I'm working with cross-party people in Northern Ireland to make sure that, you know, we're for the betterment of this area. And you're 100% right when you look at Derry and Letterkenny, I mean, and the work that's going on there and the development as a city status, you know, that is huge. And I think, Betty, you know, there's more work to be done. We have started it. We want to build relationships over the year, and I think that will continue into the future. And you're 100% right. It's what we need, because there's so much, basically, that cross-border region that we can do. And you've seen there last year in relation to Pettigold and the hall there, them looking for funding, and that was a cross-community thing with cash, which was brilliant, and the Pettigold Centre getting funding. So I think there's a lot more that can be done under the Peace Plus and the Shared Ireland. And, you know, that's, you know, a lot of funding comes available under both of them. I mean, so I think it's important that we're there at the table looking for our share of that as well.